Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good, help me say. Help me say it this morning, you've been good. Help me say, help me say it this morning, you've been so good. Oh. Tell me you made a way, you made a way, you made. I don't hear nobody tell me you made.
God's so good to us, y'all.
God is so good to us.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. My, 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 my. It is a blessing to be in the Sabbath of God one more time. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for the things He are about to do and already have done. He's been good to us. He's been better to ourselves than we've been to. You know, some people say, I've been good to this person, I've been good to that person, I've been good to myself. And no one can be better than our Lord and Savior. He has been so good to the church. I thank Him for the Holy Spirit. I thank Him for what the things He has bestowed on us. And I know, Father God, if it had not been for You, who was on our side, you know, still dealing with that word thanks, you know, still dealing with that word thanks. You know, a lot of things in life. You know, I tell you, man, I've learned from some wise people. Told me one time, he said, don't let nobody be your father, young preacher. He said, because you'll get left out there by yourself. He said, make sure when you go to the throne, you go with the throne with you and God. Because sometimes people will start a fire and just leave you out there. He said, make sure you take God along. He said, matter of fact, he said, when you go in, and once you present Jesus, you have done your job. That's what he told me. And I believe it. Because anytime we present Jesus, we have done our job. It's not for us to make nobody come over and listen. It's not for us to make nobody come on and talk. But it is and will be when God moves in the person's heart. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, the word of thanking. The word of thanks, you know, and that song just said it, Reverend Hallelujah, you know. And you look at that word, and you look at it, it comes from people don't like to hear it, but you got to understand the language been broken down. And that's why when you hear people reading different versions of the Bible, every book has been translated over, you know, from the Greek and the Hebrew words, you know. And when you look at that hallelujah, and you look at that means praise the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord. That's what we do when we come and we express it with joy, praise, and thanksgiving. The word again means praise the Lord. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to lift up our voice and say hallelujah. You can go anywhere around the world and hear hallelujah. So universally word is and praise that we should offer it up to God. No one should crank you up. No one should put you in no situation. You should just want to come and lift up your voice to the Lord. Because this, it can be so much like this. We don't teach it, but one way, we preach one way. There's nothing wrong with death. So I'm not going to tell you it's a period death. I don't know who, when people say, well, he dead, that ain't all what it is. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There are some people dead walking. Oh, I know I'm right about it. I ain't talking about that death. But boy, when you die to the old man and start living to the new man, then you can understand a hallelujah a little better. Because this is the highest praise that man should offer up of God. I can't pray for Reverend. Reverend can't pray for me. I have to pray for myself. Because God want to hear my tongue. He want to hear something come out of my mouth. And ain't about no show with me because you can tell because I can't sing a lick without having no problem worshiping the Lord. You know, and they laugh at you. You know, they talk about you. But boy, but once you have been delivered, once you have been changed, you don't care what folks say, man. Folks say and do. And most of them weren't doing all the talking. Ain't doing nothing. Help me, Holy Spirit. But I thank God for the word, hallelujah. And hallelujah is a word expressing joy and praises and thanksgiving. So praise ye the Lord. Scripture daily coming from Isaiah chapter 12. Read what you got this morning.
Amen. Good morning to you. So befitting that we still be talking about thanks, about that expression. It's an expression of gratitude. And man, gratitude, to be grateful, to be thankful. You know, we're so quick to look at what we don't have, but just stop and think, man, all that you do have, and salvation. Surely, if salvation is one of those things that you're thinking for, that's something you can go home with. You can forever be thankful for that salvation. And thank God for this opportunity that he's given us so we can come together and be thankful day in and day out. And when you're truly thankful, you'll be grateful and you'll show appreciation. And the only way we can show God that we appreciate what he has done for us is obeying, do as he will. So good morning to you. God bless you.
When we say that and when we move on, go a little farther, we try to look at this thing into the eyes of God. We try to feed our thoughts and our mind to God, you know, put away what people thinking, what you've been thinking, what you've been doing, and praise the Lord. We ask when you come over here, put aside all differences, and that's worship. That's giving God's word and worship. It don't matter who's speaking. It just matters when God is in presence. Hoping in the presentation and the deliverance, you feel God's presence. The only thing I have some problem with God when it's really a problem with me, because I'm the one that probably got too many things in my mind and I can't get in the sleep. Somebody haunting me, somebody texting me or calling me or something. But boy, when you just put yourself to the side and get in the service and worship and give God thanks. You know, God is a good God. God has inhabited our praise. He sits there and he just go in awe when man take time out like we do every day. Oh, I know right about it. Take time out, women and men, and lift up his voice, you know, not to be heard by man to say he praised the Lord, but to get God's attention. And getting God's attention causes us to take time out of his word. Watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your anointing, your Holy Spirit to reign in this place, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we don't move, we don't say, we don't do without you moving in it, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown sin. And as we come humble before the throne of grace, Lord, we ask you, Father God, that bless the sick and the shut in, Lord. There are some people going through right now, heartache, head, mental, physical things that they've been doing for years and days and even and hours, Lord. They just don't know where it's going to come and how it's going to leave. But, Lord, we know, Father God, some things child now can't move, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, to help them, Lord. Help them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Some when they woke up this morning, Lord, they looked beside the bed, Lord. And when they put their feet on the ground, Lord, they had to think about it, Lord. But some get up running, Lord, don't know how. Blessed that we are, Lord. Let the peace of your understanding pass in their pain, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, to cover healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover the healing, Lord. Yes. Cover us, Lord, that we always keep you first, Lord. Not with no shape or form and fast. Lord, we come right now lifting you up, Lord. And we come in thanksgiving today, Lord. We come giving you praise today, Lord. Because we believe in the church, Lord. We believe wherever you be lifted up, you'll be drawing all men unto you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for your peace, Lord, that passeth all understanding. So thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord. Open our mind, Lord, that we have receptive spirit. Open our mind, Lord, that we can be able to teach and preach and guide the people to see your will, Lord, not our will, Lord. And we ask all these beautiful blessings in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen and amen. Isaiah chapter 12. We're still dealing with Thanksgiving. Being thankful. In that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, and I will praise thee, though thou hast, was angry with me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Then he said, thy anger is turned away and thou comfortest me. Oh, I want to do this. You know, man, once you have a relationship with God and you have a communication line with him, and you don't do it just only when this thing going bad, when you have a truly, 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 truly relationship with Lord, you know how to praise him through it all. Help me a little bit. Because you know God's anger. Once he turns his anger towards you and you feel the wrath of God, it causes you sometimes some of his wrath, and it also a painful wrath. But I'm going to tell you what hurts me when I don't feel him. Help me a little bit. When I feel like he done left me to myself. I say this now. When I feel like I think he done left me to myself. And I've been around long enough to know the only time God leave us is sin. May God leave us. Sin put his children in Israel for 70 years. Sin caused him to let them walk in the wilderness would take 5 days, and they walked there for 40 years. Sin would cause him to let it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Sin would allow him to put a plague over the whole nation and shut it whole. Look at this, shut the whole nation down. Even the truth. Sin caused God to look at you. And I'm going to tell you something. That might not work in your book. With my book, I believe God, if he don't chastise you, don't help the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If God don't talk to you and try to counsel you along your way, I believe he didn't give you, let you over to your own self. I believe he'll allow you to stay the way you are. And since you want to be comfortable in that stand, he'll let you stay there. But if he's convicting you, help me, Holy Spirit. If he's coming to you and allowing you to what? Repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I believe love is still there. Oh, man. I believe he's looking at you right now, says, my daughter, my son, come on. He's coaching us and sending, that he might send somebody by you, right? And tell you to talk to that person. Talk to that person and try to get them to turn and see him a little different. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I've been around long enough to know that when God's anger comes towards you, and sometimes the anger is really, really bad for some folks, but sometimes God's anger is to turn us around, really, and start seeking his face, because the book is right.
Right.
The book is right. The book says in 2 Chronicles, look what it says. This is what the book says. He says, 2 Chronicles 7 and 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, help me, Holy Spirit, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. And if I set up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now my eyes, I'm still in the book, has been opened.
Yeah.
My ears
That's right.
attend unto thy prayer. He said, that is made into this place. Now, he said, I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetuation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When you can get his attention, what get your attention? When we obey him, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When we obey and trust in him, that's what he told him in the second Chronicles. If you just turn from that, I will forgive you and heal their land. Mm-hmm. But he wants to repent. So let me get back in the lesson before we get off track. But I want you to know that God wants us to play a part in this praise. And some of the praise, it's hard to praise God when you got this pity party going on. But if you just sit back and let God have his way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Woe is me. Man, God knows what your heart. He knows every one of us on his own. And he knows because he made us. He created us. And anger, well, you can turn God's anger away. What turns God's anger away? It's love. Every time he sees us through Jesus. Let me get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also, look at this, is to become my salvation. When you can get the love of God in your heart and being thankful for what he has done for you with salvation, it then say, God is my God because he gave me a house. God is my God because he gave me a 4-5 car. God is my God because I don't have no problems. God is my what? He said, right, is my salvation. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is what we're banking on, brothers and sisters. You can get everything on this side, but trust me, you can't take it with you. But salvation is what we should seek. While we're seeking salvation, my brothers and sisters, we can get his attention. And once we get his attention, then you got Jehovah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See
yeah.
When you start transitioning and getting into closer to God, as you get closer, the higher you get to God, the closer he gets to you, and the more you'll start seeing some supernatural things that people can't see. You don't know if you're in the body or out the body. You don't know if a stranger come up and a stranger come tell you, you'll swear that you've been in the presence of God, because God will come and use people that you never expected. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he said this here, you know, I've learned that when you start trusting in God and you start looking in his word real carefully, he'll start opening them things, the words up to you. He'll start making it real plain to you that you can't err.
Yes.
What I'm talking about, that you said you can't understand. That means not saying you can't, you're not going to fall. So we just read the other day, Romans 3 and what, 23 said, we all have came so glory of God, all of us. Even the ones that think they're their best, they just like filthy rags before the Lord. And that's why I said, he said, and once you get this, you find strength, brother. Once you find your strength, you don't lean to nothing else but God. Once you get the strength of God, you look at this thing in a realistic world. You don't worry about who coming and going, because you know one of these old good old mornings, once you get getting closer to it, I'm going to say this again, you don't worry about tying yourself to this earth, because you know you're going to have to leave this thing. Every man is put here to die. I don't care how good you think you are. Every man will die. Joel said, he said, shall a man live again? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes, we will. We living right now. Soon we made him our children. Oh, help me. Soon as we made him and we start singing that song, salvation. That's why you're going to hear me say it. Salvation is, he gave it to us, my brothers and sisters, so you and I can look at this thing through the eyes of God. I am so happy for the revelation of God. I am so happy that the things he had put store for me. You know what? Every time I think about it, they can talk about me, and they can laugh at me, but I'm going to sing my song. One day I'm going to sit up there, I'm going to grab that thing, and I'm going to hold on, and one of the songs I love to sing, it might mess up your ear, but I'm going to sing Salvation. It's mine. So you can't take my salvation. And now a person on this phone can take my salvation. I have to give it. I have to give it up. And I refuse to let anybody stop me from getting to heaven. I refuse to let anybody have that much power to stop me from getting to heaven. Well, how can you stop yourself getting to heaven? Well, I can stop when I walk away from God. As long as, not saying that the bumps I don't get, not saying the bruises I got on my back and my hands and all on my face and skin all over, not saying that. I'm telling you my faith, I believe from my heart. You don't have to believe with me, but I believe in salvation. I believe that Jesus came down 42 generations for you and I. I believe there were some whores in there. I believe there were some liars in there. I believe there were some backbiters in there. I believe there were some robbers in there. I believe there were some people smoking a little weed in there. I believe there was a whole line of it, but he took it all. And he took it to Calvary. We call it school, man. Golgotha, you know, Calvary Hill. And he nailed it there. That's why we can sing salvation. That's why we can sing praise in him. All praise goes to who? To God, not me, because I know two scriptures. All praise go to him because he gave me them two scriptures. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me get out of this so we can go home. Let me do this again. He said, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength, my song. He has also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's the Holy Spirit. In that, and look at that. In that day shall you say, praise the Lord. I just did it, homeboy. I just did it. Call upon his word. His name. And declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name was is exalted. Sing up to the Lord. I'm through, y'all. Sing up to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is the knowing of all the earth. Cry out and shout. He said, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you have to do and what he has to do to get you to lift your voice. I don't know what circumstance you're in. I don't know if you got to take a test. I don't know if you failed the test. I don't know if you literally have to take a written test. I don't know what examination you got to do. Some of us do essays. Somebody said, what is an essay? They give you a question and tell you to write the answer out. Help me. Something, and you struggle up with how you're going to place your grammar. You don't know if you're going to put an adjective with a verb. You don't know if you're going to, you just cross all up. But I'm going to tell you in life, that ain't nothing. Salvation is part of what every man God gave. He put it down here so every man can come. It will be not no man or woman or child said they didn't understand. I still but I want to paraphrase it now. I still believe what the scripture said. He said until it reach all nations, watch this here, he will come. And when it reach all nations, but just because I want to understand it a little better, until it reach east. Help me, Holy Spirit. Until it reached the west, until it reached the north, until it reached the south. Boy, when all that come together, when all the forces come together, the earth can't be able to understand it. Because what they said, heaven and earth, help me, Holy Spirit. Well, I can't do what I want to. I'm trying to. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. The Bible says heaven and earth will be destroyed. That's what the Bible says. The new heaven is going to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I got to go.
Yeah.
He said, a new heaven is coming, brother. I don't know where you at. I don't know how you feel. You might not. Somebody might have told you ain't going to heaven, and somebody told you they didn't give you your life. Let me tell you something. As long as you got that blood, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, running warm in your veins, long as you can see me and hear me right now, brother, sister, you got a chance. You might be like this brother here. You know what he said? He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Listen to you might not be like this person, but I'm going to use his name since it's in the book. He said, I, John, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Look what it said, prepare a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and they will be their God. Hold up, me, Holy Spirit. And look what the book said, and God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. And there, look what it said, and there shall be no more death, neither no sorrow, no crying, neither should there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sitteth upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, and he said unto me, write. Oh, help me. I'm going to get through this thing. He said, write, for these words are true and faithful. So let me stick a pin there. See, when Jesus coming back, now you ain't going to believe this, man, but Jesus coming back for a bride. And he said, bride, it's like a metaphorical, right? He's taking something that you men, you're not making understand. But he said, I'm coming back for this bride. Help me, Holy Spirit. In this bride I'm coming back for, he said, look what he do, Reverend. He even tell you how it's going to look. and how everything's gonna be a part of this bride. See, every time you go to a wedding, that you see the groom, he sit up there by the minister, whether how y'all do it now, you know, and you see the people all in the wedding court of that, but who comes in last, Reverend? That bride.
That bride. Mm-hmm.
That bride comes through there, and they tell you do what, brother? They tell you all to stand. Help me, Holy Spirit. And
mm-hmm.
all of them stand and give reverence to that beautiful bride coming in. That's how Jesus is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know if you want to leave, you can go right now. But before you leave, let me tell you this. He coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't going to be able to go
mm-hmm.
nowhere. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You ain't going to be able to leave this old joint. You know what you're going to do? You're going to say, I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Because it might be a Tuesday, he come. Help me, Holy Spirit. It might be a Wednesday. He might come. It might be a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
He might come. It might be a Friday. He might come. A lot of people think he's just going to come on Sunday. Brother, I'm telling you, wherever God comes, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready because I know I'm going to be able to rejoice. I know that I'm going to be able to look up and tell the Lord, thank you for what he has done for me. I know. Because these days we are living in right now, you might not praise him now.
Mm.
You might not lift your voice up to him now. But brothers and sisters, soon and very soon, we all going to have to lift up our voice and say, thank you, Lord. I know I'm right about it.
Mm.
But some of us going to say, some going to be too late. But I'm going to tell you right now, you can make a choice. Make him your choice. Or when a brother said, I made him a choice. My brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
No one had to force me. I made him my choice. And may God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thankful. Beautiful, man. Oh, thank you, Lord. Holy one of Israel, in the midst of this. May we have a great invitation to, to receive what the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. A great invitation to receive what the Lord is giving. I'm going to receive it, Reverend. Tell him, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, this moment, this hour, these lessons, man, they've been so wonderful. Yeah, I pray that people not just let me go in one ear and after the other, but they let me go in the heart and make it, man, meditate on it and think on it and worship God in it. Thank you. Thank you. I see you, Aunt Martha. The main event, she said again, the main event, Jesus longs for our fellowship. If Jesus longs for our fellowship, said when Martha complained that her sister Mary wasn't helping, Jesus defended Mary's choice to sit at his feet. But the Lord wasn't saying that Mary was more spiritual than her sister. Oh, hallelujah. But an occasion to have shown more trust in Jesus than Mary did. And he wasn't being critical of Martha's desire to look after the physical need. Rather, what the Lord wanted Martha to hear is that in the business of our service, listen to him is the main event. Surely, you know, listening, the main event. We can witness, but we need also to listen. God speaks to us. That's our fellowship with Jesus. Oh, how he longs for our fellowship, our communion with him. So as we did this morning, as we listened, as the lesson went forth, and the main event is, listen as God communicates to us. We thank him for it. Thank you. Would that be one? Hallelujah. If you're a first-time caller, if you want to say something, you want prayer, or you want to say what's on your heart, you can push the 1 button, and it'll tell you that you're not in the host queue. We'll open you up and tell you that you're unmuted. We ask you just, hallelujah, if you come, be respectful to this Holy Spirit of God, knowing that God is listening. Truly, we thank Him this day, this moment, this hour. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have to make them ready. We can get them out of here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I give them the opportunity.
We'll
continue to pray and let God have His way. But we thank you. You wouldn't be too mad if you heard that again, which is rare.
No, I just think about that William Brother song, I think it made Jesus my trouble. I forgot how that song went.
Let me see. It was my choice. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about I decided to make Jesus my choice?
I think that's what that is, yeah. Yeah, I like that song there.
Is it on here? Let me see.
I'm quite sure it is, it probably is. If it ain't, it's cool. We keep on pushing.
Okay.
I think it is.
Praise the Lord.
Thank
you. Okay. Praise the Lord. We truly thank God as we go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. Give Him thanks and praise and glory and honor. What His name is due. His name is due to praise. It is our responsibility. We were made to worship Him. Oh, love Him and adore Him. Thank Him. Be obedient unto Him. That obedience is going to get His attention. Hallelujah. Father God in heaven, we come thanking You, Lord. Thank You. Lord, want to stop me. Thank You. Thank You. As we think about it, Father God. Oh, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. For Your goodness. We often say it, Father, Your mercy. But we know if it had not been for You, we couldn't even say, thank You, Lord. We wouldn't even have salvation. We couldn't even say You are our salvation if it had not been for You, Father God. Hallelujah. Touching our hearts Father God, and giving us a mind of gratitude. We wouldn't even know to say thank You, Lord, if it wasn't for You. Thank You, Jesus. As I think about it, Lord, I just want to tell You thank You, and I love You, and I'm much appreciative for how You have brought us, You have taught us, You have delivered us, Father God. You have removed things, Father God, that would hinder us from telling You thank You. You have removed negative out of our minds, Father God, that we will ever mindful to give Your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We can say thank You in good times, and even in, some call them, bad times. Thank You even in conviction, Father God, for we know if You judge us, hallelujah, we're still on Your mind, Father. You're thinking about us, Father. We know if we are convicted, Father God, hallelujah, that's a warning from You to get it straight, to repair the things that has been broken, Lord. So we say thank You, Lord. Thank You for every trial and tribulation. Thank You for all things that work in our patience. But let that patience have that perfect work in us, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Our hearts are overflowed with joy, Father, for Your goodness. Your goodness and Your mercy and Your love shown towards us. Thank you for blessing God's plan. This is your program, Father God, your program.
Yes,
we thank you for blessing us in your part. Bless us to do our part, Father God. Some part is just to pray, Father God, and some part is to meditate as your wonderful word goes forth. Bless us, whatever you lay upon our heart. Let us not be slothful, Father God, but let us give you our praise, our worship. Let us give you our time, Father God, even if you just want to be on our mind. Let us give us, oh, hallelujah, how to consecrate us, separate us, sanctify us, make us what you would have us to be, Father God. You know us, each and every one, Father God. Hallelujah. You know beyond what men can see, Father God, for you look into our spirit. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every praise to you, Lord. Every glory, every honor. Not we ourselves, but, Father, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor. Hallelujah, universal. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Continue to keep us, Father, is our prayer. All those that may be suffering of a hurt of a lost loved one, Father God, we ask you to look into that situation and comfort and give strength. Let them know you still care, Father, and you're still near. You're still holding everything, no matter how it looks. You still got it in the palm of your hand. All we have to do is call upon you, obey you, and trust in you, Father God. You will. You will deliver on time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. We just want to tell you, before we end this prayer, Lord, we love you. Oh, thank you for being in attendance with us. We feel it through your Holy Spirit, how you make witness, Father. We thank you. We know that you're here. Continue to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Continue to go before us and lead us and guide us in the way that you would have us to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, thank you.
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. Will it be God or will it be man? And the most important decision that I've had to make in life was when I decided to make Jesus my choice. Some folks would rather have houses and land. Some folks would rather have silver and gold. These things they treasure and forget about their soul. But I decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, I did. Say it again. Some rather have housing and land. Oh, some folks they choose silver and gold. Oftentimes they forget about decided to make Jesus my choice. Yes, Children, the road gets rough. And the going gets tough.
Thank you.